You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, folks. It is time for Nightlight Act 3. Hope you had a great intermission and that our Civic Media news team kept you informed and up to date on everything you need to know. It is a beautiful night in Wisconsin, a beautiful fall night as Thanksgiving creeps ever closer. What a great time of year. You got Thanksgiving right around the corner, Christmas after that, New Year's Eve. And then, well, not much after that. NFL playoffs is fun, though. That could be like, that's sort of like a holiday. I don't know. You got good movies, the Christmas movies, so much out there to see and watch this time of year. We'll talk about some movies shortly. Frank Anderson, folks, is coming up at 7:20. Frank is always a blast, and he knows more about weird, fun, interesting Wisconsin than anybody I've ever met, and that's why we love having him on the show. He's coming up at 7:20. Let's see, our popcorn pick of the week that we got last hour from our guest Amanda Nimmer was Dogma, the Kevin Smith movie starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Dogma. I have not seen it. Have you ever seen that, Conrad?
I don't think I've seen a lot of Kevin Smith's movies.
I was going to ask if you've seen any of his movies. Have you seen Clerks?
He's the creator of Jay, right?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Yes. I've seen the first one of that.
Of that.
Movie, because there's like two of them, isn't there?
I think there are, yeah. I kind of lost count, too. He's very quirky and he's got his own little world, and people love it. He's got great fans. I'm not a huge Kevin Smith fan, but I loved Clerks. So, and then we talked to Connie Feldman in hour number one. She was here. She does news here at WGBW, and she has been a former TV news anchor. She made a documentary. She mountain climbed. I've never talked to someone like Connie Feldman. Is very intimidating. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't feel that when you talk to me?
Well, you do some strange things. No. I think I'm envious of you that you're going to Florida. That's kind of fun.
I think it's that I take my socks off and shoes when I get in here. I like to be comfortable when
that.
I produce.
You do not do that. I am not looking at your dogs throughout the course of the show. I know there are people like that though. There are crazy radio personalities and people that used to do weird things back in the heydays of radio. You'd hear these crazy stories, right?
Were they just like naked or something?
Well, sometimes, or drinking and doing drugs while they're on the air.
You don't see them, so
they don't have a window like we have here, the nightlight window fun. So that's not as much fun as I'm willing to have.
If you don't have a window and you're just in a little box,
what's the diff?
What's
right?
What's the
So we don't, but they don't have the stream either. Now when you do radio, you're basically on TV if people so choose, if they want to watch and tune in. So you can't like I could do the show topless. I don't think that would get us in any trouble.
Well,
nobody would want to see it though. That's the problem.
Yeah. I feel like people would tune in and be like, well,
what am I watching here?
Didn't want to see that.
What else? Conrad and I had a talk to hour one. And this was interesting, like Viagra. I know what you're thinking. It's easy to make a joke about Viagra, but it is seemingly a wonder drug because it solves problems for men that they have as they get older.
Yep.
Not me, of course, but also this just came out. I saw this today. It helps with hearing. If you have hearing issues, Viagra can help, you know, as Mike Desitel said, perk up your ears.
Yeah, I guess it helps you mountain climb, too.
Helps you mountain climb. Connie said they would take Viagra and it would open up, well, everything. And that's what it does in its other use as well. And it was a cure for baldness when they started looking for it. So there's nothing Viagra can't do. You just want to be careful.
Should I try it when I work out now?
Just try it in the comfort of your own home at first. You don't want to take it at the gym because you just don't know.
Oh, it's been 8 hours.
Yeah, it's been 8 hours. I got to blast my quads and I'm going to get arrested. No, you don't want to take a Viagra. So we had a conversation about that. Lots of fun stuff tonight. We did the, you know what I want to do? I want to play that clip. because it was Owen Wilson's birthday this week. And we have a really funny clip. Wes Anderson's first feature-length movie was Bottle Rocket. It's one of my favorite films, one of my favorite comedies. And the Wilson brothers were in it, all three Wilson brothers. It was Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, and their older brother, I can't think of his name.
I didn't even know that they had another one.
He plays the guy who is like, he plays in the movie, he's Bob's older brother. Andrew Wilson. And he plays Bob's older brother in the movie, and he just starts wailing on his younger brother because there was a leaf in the pool, and he thought Bob didn't clean the pool, so he just starts hammering on his brother. And then James Caan makes a cameo, which is very funny, and it's just a fun, quirky, weird movie. We have a clip here that I just love. It's the two Wilson brothers and Bob, their neighbor, their rich kid neighbor, planning this robbery in Bob's kitchen, and they're just idiots. They rob bookstores and stuff that isn't really relevant or that you wouldn't get a lot of money. But watching them plan the robbery, or in this case, hearing them plan the robbery, is gold.
Are the explosives really necessary here? I think it'd be a lot more simple if I just walk up to the door alone. I think that would be.
Why are you undermining me, man? How much bullets does this thing take?
Bob, look, please, I'm paying it.
Damn it! You're not paying attention if you're messing around with the gun. Now quit.
Anthony, just keep the gun on the table.
I can't focus unless the gun is on the table.
You just paid for it.
Shut up, man. Shut up. I'm warning you now. Be quiet, please.
It's true, Dignan. I paid for the gun.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again. Repeat what you just said.
I paid for the gun.
He's out. You're out too. And I don't think I'm in either.
Okay, just calm
no
down.
Gang.
And one of the next lines, you hear them arguing while Bob's playing with the gun, are the Wilson brothers in the kitchen. And Owen says, look at this kitchen, will you? How does an a-hole like Bob get such a great kitchen? Like, the dialogue is just so great. And to me, I like Wes Anderson. He's a phenomenal filmmaker, but I feel like that was his best movie. And then Rushmore, and then after that, you could kind of pick and choose. But love Bottle Rocket. It's definitely worth a look if you haven't seen it.
I got a clip that I know you would love.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, it's one of the best acting performances I've ever seen.
Okay, let's.
Yeah.
Are you sure you think I'll like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, lay it on me, stretch.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good.
Oh, my gosh.
Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch... it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
That has to be one of the worst. Did that ever run?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good in a bad way. It's just, it's so awful.
It is the worst commercial I've probably seen. And the first time I saw it, I got goosebumps for how cringe it was.
And how old were you in the first? You probably didn't even know better yet. And you still knew it was cringe.
No, that was 2018, I would say, somewhere around there. He was still in the Seahawks.
Okay.
But it was when all those athletes were starting to get their signature subs at Subway, Steph Curry, and I think Aaron Judge had one too.
What has happened? Russell Wilson, first of all, he was a hero when he came here to Wisconsin. Remember, his eligibility was up at, or he graduated from NC State, I think, came here to play quarterback for 1 year. I thought that was the year the Badgers could contend for a national championship because they kind of had lightning in a bottle. And from there on, and then he won a Super Bowl. I'll give him the Super Bowl in Seattle. He just kind of went downhill. Not as a player, but people just thought he was kind of odd.
Yeah.
I always liked him, but he just didn't do himself any favors.
I think it's when he started dating, what's her name?
Danica Patrick? Oh, no, that was her
name. That was, yeah. I can't think of her name, but
Selena Gomez.
that's Natalie Benny, Wood. That's Benny Blanco.
You look that up.
Yes.
I will. I'm going to read a text from Jim. Jim from Kenosha in the 262 says, Apocalypse Palooza is my pick if you like a good, funny movie. Oh. Hey, Google that too, Con. That sounds downright chaotic. I love it. Thank you, Jim from Kenosha. Kenosha is a wonderful town in southeast Wisconsin. I love it. John from Madison in the 608 says, evening, gents. Nicolas Cage can bring the cheese. Yes. He says, pretty sure it's his goal in many of his roles. Somehow he makes it work most of the time. Pick a Cage movie and ponder. Well, you know what Cage movie I like.
National Treasure. All right. He's not cheesy in that.
Yeah, okay. But he, my favorite Nick Cage movie is The Unbearable Weight of Massive
good.
Talent.
So and funny.
He's kind of cheesy in that.
But I think but that's his character.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's kind of what John is saying, yeah. too. And Pedro Pascal is hilarious in that, too. Great text. Thank you, John. John Murray. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, hey, didn't the Beverly Hillbillies, Earl and Scruggs, have a song that sang, take your shoes off, y'all come back tomorrow? Probably. Is that in reference to Ollie's song?
Or just people taking their shoes off and getting too comfortable.
That Russell Wilson commercial is the athlete commercial equivalent of you taking your shoes off in the studio.
Yeah,
see how I connected those dots?
Okay, you know how like it's gross to have your, you know, your shoes off in a movie theater, but it's also gross to hear someone chew that loudly.
Feet is more gross, I think. But I agree if they're like smacking away.
And in the clip, if you ever, I'd recommend just, you know, looking it up if you ever want to cringe on YouTube. And look at the actual video, because he's chewing with his mouth open the whole time.
Russell Wilson?
Talking and chewing, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was horrible. I remember the first time you showed that to me. It was awful. Janet in Madison in the 608 says, hi, I'm not sure if anyone answered the question yet, but Dan Levy.
Levy, yeah.
Because it's Eugene Levy. Is the main character... Oh, okay. She's just pointing that out. I thought she was going to say, just on a whim, the same guy our other texter said. Is the main character of Schitt's Creek, and his dad is Eugene Levy from SCTV. Canadians, eh? Listen, the Canadians, Janet, I'm totally with you, have given us some of the best comedy ever. John Candy, Martin Short, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, totally agree. Great text, Janet. Thank you. And then we've got Mark from Prairie du Sac again. He says, I'm tempted to say Donald Trump because he is smellier than Russ. You know what's so funny is people know I don't really get political on the show, but they just can't help themselves. It's like, I don't care if Pete reads this or not. I'm going to say it. Smellier than rotten something cheese playing our president. Thank you, Mark. Mark is on fire tonight on the text line. All right. So we've got, how are we doing on time, Con?
We got about a minute.
You're going to have, this will be fun tomorrow for you, because if we could get a plug in tomorrow night, the Make the Call guys... of which Conrad is one. Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson will be here. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to break down
two
Packer games.
Yeah, there's one. It's 5 days. You know, it's like Sunday and then Thursday they play on Thanksgiving. And it's both divisional games. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to see.
Have those guys on. They were a lot of fun when we had them on a few weeks ago, right as the show launched. And they will be back tomorrow night at 5:30. And we're going to talk some deer hunting tomorrow night, too, with Joel Carney.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
And a Bar Band Friday.
And it's a Bar Band Friday, and we've got Tom and Steph Clark, some laughs, great Wisconsin comedian Tom Clark and his great California comedian wife, Steph. They will be here to make us laugh. In just a few minutes, though, Frank Anderson, folks, from Wisconsinology. You never want to miss an appearance by Frank. He's coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby, let me love you. You're just too to be true, can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The cause is right.
Welcome back. Rich Tallarico wrote a funny thing on the Facebook, our pal Rich Tallarico, Key and Peele. Have you seen the Key and Peele skit where We'll get it. It's another skit. I got it. I don't know if Rich wrote that one, but I'll tell you about it later. I want to get to Frank. Frank Anderson is here, folks. He is our next guest. He joins us periodically here, one of our faves, and he is responsible. He is the creator, founding, sole founding member of Wisconsinology.com, a must check out if you love all things Wisconsin, the weird, the fun, the historical, the interesting, the proud. It's all at Wisconsinology.com. Frank is also a very talented musician and filmmaker and animator. And he's my friend, and he joins us now here on Nightlight over the stream tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete.
It's nice to see you.
I just read your note you sent me.
Did you forget?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. You just,
possible subjects you might be touching upon.
Yes. Well, listen, I know how I wouldn't even have been upset. I just usually touch base with you before because I know how busy you get sometimes editing or whatever your many projects. So I'm glad we still got you, Frank. We always love when you're here. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Bit busy as always.
Yeah.
Still in showbiz.
I'm sorry to hear that, Frank. do you have a favorite cheesy celebrity? You've watched your share of movies and worked with your share of celebrities. Do you have a favorite?
Are we talking today celebrities? Yesterday? Oh, what are we talking?
Interesting. Well, I said Steven Seagal. I don't like him. I think. Yeah, he's just. And Conrad said an interesting one. Austin Butler. He felt like he never really dropped the Elvis voice from his Elvis movie. So it could be from any era.
No, Austin Butler flew that B-17 as Elvis. It was so weird in the series, the Spielberg series.
Oh, I have not seen it.
I can't stand any of them. I mean, Kardashians?
Oh, yes. Have you seen All's Fair?
No, I have not.
I'm going to watch out of curiosity. It was at a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes for a long time. Now it's up to 4%, probably. A few of the Kardashians wrote a review. I don't know, but yeah, they're up to 4%. So just terrible though.
But my favorite cheesy personality, because he backed it up with talent, was Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, that's a great answer. And something you know quite a bit about. Hey, so you did this great documentary. Tell us the name of it again about Charles Nelson Reilly.
The Life of Reilly.
Life of Reilly. Great title. Where can people see that somewhere? Is it streaming anywhere?
It's being re-released, 20th anniversary.
Nice.
I love reminding people that it was the second highest reviewed film in the entire world for that year.
No kidding.
And every time I looked at Variety magazine or looked at box office grosses, I knew where to look for Life of Reilly. It was at the bottom, the absolute bottom.
Yeah, what would you rather have, Frank? Money or just homage from critics, right?
Yes, I live on that. Yeah.
That's a great answer, and definitely check out Life of Rod. Hey, while we're on the subject, I can tell you this. Another 20th anniversary is my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and Civic Media is sponsoring a screening at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison on December 4th, sponsored by the John and Gordy Show at WMDX in Madison and Downtrend's Distilling. So I'm telling Frank, but I'm telling the listeners too, to remind people, December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall, John and Gordy are going to introduce the film. We're going to do a Q&A afterwards. Part of the proceeds go to the Humane Society of Dane County. It's going to be a great evening. It's a fun movie to watch with a crowd. And Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon, Lance Barber, they'll be on the show next week promoting it. So definitely, folks, if you're in the Madison area, coming out. And Frank, I will send you cab fare if I could get you to that screening.
I'd love to be there. It's a great venue.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet. I'm appearing there with Joel from MST3, whatever.
Oh, yeah, from Mystery Science Theater, Joel Hodgson.
Joel Hodgson. Dupere, yeah,
nice. Joe Hodgson
and Wayne White and the great Dr. Z. Two nights of rip roaring comedy.
When is that, Frank?
Oh my!
Is it this year or is that?
It's part of Joey's song, so
okay.
January 8th and 9th, I believe.
All right, we'll talk about that too before we let you go here tonight. Yeah. But I want to, I've got a few topics as usual I want to cover with you. And I'm hoping, you did a post on Facebook and I clicked on it because I was fascinated because I know Wisconsin territory didn't always look like the state it is now.
Right.
But it was called Greater Wisconsin, and then I clicked on it. It took me to a clothing outlet. So I don't know if I was looking for more information, but I was just wondering, you know, we've got about a minute until we have to go to the news. What was that?
That's it's the exact outline of the Wisconsin territory.
Okay. It's huge.
And yeah, it's huge. And but the part that's interesting is I believe Chicago and Wisconsin are culturally alike.
Yeah.
I believe Chicago has nothing to do with the rest of Illinois.
Interesting.
It's far more online with Wisconsin ethnically, every way possible. And by the way, I'll never say anything bad about Chicago because I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great city. I work there. And they are us. I think they are us. I have no hatred. Imagine us with two NFL teams.
That is fascinating. I've never heard that take before, and I totally agree with you.
Same with Duluth, which is on the map. It's great. Yeah. So this imagined Wisconsin territory really got it right.
That is great. All right, let's get into that. Frank Anderson is here, Wisconsinology.com. Check it out during the news, folks, while you listen to the news, of course. We'll come back with Frank
Go to Facebook. It's better.
Yeah. We'll talk Greater Wisconsin, and Frank's got a couple great stories, too, when we come back. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. It is Thursday, folks, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and we are in the home stretch here on this episode of Nightlight. Here's the kind of day it's been. I was telling you, I dropped everything today. I bumped my head. I dropped something. It was one of those days. I'm looking around. I hear the music. I know we're coming back. I almost dropped an F-bomb. I'm like, now where are my headphones? On my head. It's the kind of day it's been, Frank. Frank Anderson is here, folks, the founder of Wisconsinology.com and a showbiz legend. We love having him on Nightlight. Frank, you sound like you had a little bit of a cold. You okay?
Recovering.
Okay. You sound good.
Everybody's got it.
I know. It's going around. What do you do for that? Do you take the vitamin D or the echinacea or you got a formula?
Well, I wish I could just drink a lot and pass out. Until the whole thing went through.
Can't you?
But I don't drink.
Oh, well, there you go.
Next best thing, though, is NyQuil.
That's close. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you posted something on Facebook. It was called The Endangered George Reeves. And it's a picture of George Reeves, who played Superman in the 50s, and all the injuries he suffered over his life. Are all of those accurate?
Yes.
Wow.
And my favorite, well, injuries and illness.
Yeah.
Gout and jaundice at an adult age.
That's crazy.
That's a view into the medical not so recent past where you could get gout and jaundice and be 40 years old.
Well,
but his injuries are numerous broken bones.
Yeah.
Numerous sprains, unbelievable. The guy went through hell. And I can't believe they dropped him twice from his Superman suspension.
So horrible.
Twice. And that's 12 feet off the ground. So he landed face first,
off
that rig, twice.
It says, you got jaundice, ruptured appendix, sustained minor injuries to the left of his body and arm from automobile accident. Injuries, this is the one that cracks me up, Frank, and you made mention of this too. Injuries from youngsters during personal appearances include punched in the back, jabbed in the upper thigh with a hat pin, hit with a rock, verbally abused, 1954 to 1957. This poor guy.
Well, it was pretty awful being in the public back in those days. Curly from the Three Stooges was horribly abused by children.
Really?
Because they wanted to come right up to him and do all the Three Stooges pranks right on him, but they could only reach as high as his waist. So they're hammering him and hitting him and poking him and hat-pinning him. And, yeah, he hated making public appearances. And, you know, kids are real little jerks. You know? They're just jerks.
Awesome.
And any mob. Right. The mob I fear most is a kid mob, not an adult.
This also says fatal. Well, that was, he took his own life, but required 20.
Jury's out.
Yeah. There was some mystery around that, right?
He might've been hit by a contract killer.
Well, after reading this though, Frank, I gotta be honest. Cause I'd heard that. And I'm like, well, maybe the guy did take his own life. This sounds miserable. You know,
maybe he was glad.
Yeah,
right. Enough of this crap.
I'm out of here. Frank Anderson is my guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. Go there for all of your great Wisconsin, weird, fun, informative, and fun facts. Great stuff about our state. Frank, I was wondering, I know Christmas is close, and last year we didn't get to this, and I couldn't have you back on before Christmas for whatever reason. I love the story you tell about leaving Chicago. Oh, we got to touch on that too, because that was a great theory that Chicago was more like Wisconsin than Illinois, and I totally agree with you. But can you tell either the or both, if we have time, the story about the Christmas ship or
well,
you
sure.
leaving Chicago? What's your favorite?
I'll try and do both really fast.
Okay.
The Rouse Simmons was a Christmas ship, and in 1912, it sank. It lost 17 aboard in November of 1912, and he did not have Gordon Lightfoot to warn him that you don't go on the Great Lakes
right.
in November
right.
back then. But everybody knew you shouldn't. Everybody knew it. But, you know, he had a fortune in Christmas trees tied down on his ship. Unfortunately, ironically, he had so many trees and they were wet, getting wet by this horrible ice storm, that they added to the weight, and he was already low in the waterline. They added so much to the weight that he had barely inches between, you know, the raging Lake Michigan and his ship and the gunwales of his ship. So the ship went down off of Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It was sighted shortly before it went down, just north in Kewaunee. And right away it went into legend. Okay. So is it a ghost ship? People ask me all the time. Well, I read really dumb stuff like it has been sighted many times since. And I go, by who? Says who? And you can never find that out.
Right.
I've asked people everywhere, who exactly saw this ghost ship, the Christmas ship? It would be amazing if you could see it. But I have a very nice illustration of it on Wisconsinology.
Oh, okay. I see. That's what I thought. I thought you said at some point people saw people on the ship, but maybe that was
a different ship.
Okay.
Different ghost ship.
What's that one?
That's the Griffin.
Yes, the Griffin.
Yeah. The Griffin. 1600s, largest ship, first Western ship on the Great Lakes for the explorer La Salle. And it disappeared with loaded down. They're always loaded down with furs, which was worth more than gold at that time.
Yeah.
And all the fur at that time in that moment came through the Fox River up into Green Bay. And the ship left Washington Island, or maybe Rock Island, just north of Washington Island, and was never seen again. As a ghost ship, it was sighted in the 40s in Door County. I'm sorry, Washington Island. A person going out for a morning walk looked off to his right in the morning, and he's plain as day, full crew, packed down with furs.
What?
Going on, he could hear them talking. French.
So who was that saw it? Is that a reliable source? Like,
that's a person who lived in Washington County, a longtime citizen. I mean, you probably want to hear he wasn't prone to this kind of mischief, but I wouldn't doubt it. All ghost stories come from somebody making something up.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Just somebody somewhere. And when I speak, I'm always asked, no, but tell me the authentic story. The authentic story is some guy made something up, and that's what I'm telling you.
All right. So here's one that I absolutely love. And this, it almost seems like you should have turned this into a screenplay, Frank. Tell us about you driving home from Chicago in really bad weather. Chicago, Wisconsin, that is.
Yes. So I worked at a studio in Chicago, animation studio. I'd been shooting. It was 2 a.m. when I left. When I arrived 2 days before, weather was beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I did not want to stay. I wanted to get back home to Appleton. So, stupid, I headed out into the night and got in my car. How much time do we got?
Before a quick break, we've got, Con, what, about 6 minutes? 6 or so minutes, and we'll have a few minutes after the break.
Good. Plenty of time.
Absolutely.
I find myself not only in a traffic jam, but in a driving blizzard. I can't see a damn thing. I can see there's a break in the blizzard, and I could see maybe 20 feet in front of me. That's it. I don't have no idea where the freeway is. I don't know anything. I just know I have to head north. But I can't even get north because I can't turn right or left or anything. Out of nowhere, in the midst of this minor panic, an older 1970s kind of Lincoln Town Car vehicle pulls in front of me. And it is lit. They have Christmas lights inside. And I notice right away, I can see in the back window, this guy's got Packer gear on.
Oh, wow.
And they're old guys. And I see in the back, in the rear bumper, it says, "Follow me to Wally's Tavern, Manitowoc, Wisconsin." So hell, I'm going to follow these guys. I don't care if they go to Carbondale. I'm going to follow these guys.
Right.
And time goes by and I don't know where I am. I don't know how they see, but I stay on their tail, really hard on their tail. And all of a sudden I can see it. I'd been out there so long, a glint of dawn, you know, it's getting lighter. And then I can see better. And they kind of move out of the way into the snow, still falling heavily, into the distance in front of me. And I realize I'm on a crowded freeway. And crowded because people were stuck and slowed down by the traffic, you know, and accidents.
Yeah,
and I lose sight of them. But 10 minutes later, Manitowoc exit is right there.
Whoa.
And of course, I go left to Appleton. And
that is cool.
And I wake up, I take a long nap. I wake up, I go, you know, what the hell was that? And they were having such a good time in the car. I remember that.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, I could see their G on their the Green Bay, and I remembered their outfits, their gear was pretty old. It was from another time. And I told myself right away, don't go there. They were not ghosts leading you home. They're just old guys.
It was Curly Lambeau.
Wallace Cavern. But the more I thought of it, the weirder it gets. Their car, the make, the year, the gear, the follow me to Wally's. I've never seen one of those bumper stickers ever. And I noticed him like that. And I look up Wally's Tavern. Sure as hell, there was a Wally's Tavern, but there sure isn't now. And there wasn't at the time that I followed them.
And, no kidding.
Yeah, whatever. It's strange.
Have you ever Googled Wally's Tavern? Or
I'm not going any further with this because it's weirding me out as it is. I'd like to thank those fine gentlemen
from the 20s.
For 50s, 60s, I would say, for leading me home. But their car was like a 1971 Lincoln Town Car. You know, every old man's car from that era.
So what
it was
year?
Either a Ford Galaxy or a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah. What year was that, Frank?
Oh, my trip home. It was 2000.
Okay. Oh, that's so great. I remember doing that when I would do stand-up, and I always wanted to get home to my own bed. If I was within 8 hours, I would just bite the bullet and go get some coffee. But I remember getting home and being like, I don't remember anything about the drive. Like, I was driving for 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever. It's so weird how the brain works like that.
It is weird. Yeah. And usually when I went home from Chicago, I'd leave at 2 a.m., mainly because it was uncrowded. It was a straight shot. Yeah. It was easy. And I take the official Wisconsin Highway north, boom, I'm in Appleton, you know, no congested Milwaukee, no nothing.
From Chicago, Wisconsin to Appleton. We will be right back. We'll have a few more minutes with our pal Frank Anderson. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you here. We are in the home stretch here. Green Bay Llama says, I can't decide who's cheesier, Pauly Shore or Jim Carrey. I gave Carrey the nod because his career is longer. So he's saying that's like a good thing, I think. I would take Jim Carrey over Pauly Shore any day of the year, any day of the week, any day of any time. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, hearing what was just said will give me a new appreciation when I watch The Adventures of Superman. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Mark. So Frank Anderson is here, folks, our pal who is the creator of Wisconsinology.com, just told us some great stories. Frank, where did that theory about Chicago come from, that Chicago is more Wisconsin than Illinois?
That's no theory. It's the food is the same as Milwaukee. The ethnic population is identical. They have Croats. We have Croats. They have Serbs. We have Serbs. They have a broad and diverse Polish population. Same thing. We're both states are basically Eastern Europe, and absolutely. And same with Duluth up north, also included in that map. It's identical to, you know, just that region in Wisconsin, the Great North.
That is such an interesting, I've never considered
that. Well, you know, you go just south of Joliet, Joliet, whatever they say. It's the South.
It is.
It has no relationship to Chicago.
So
whereas you go north, it's Chicago all the way.
Yeah. As a guy who spent the first part of his life in Chicago and then the second part of his childhood here, I say that would make my life easier because I feel like a man without a home. I get teased about being a Wisconsinite when I'm in Chicago and vice versa when I'm here. So I think if that could happen, if you could start something with that, and bring Lincoln, too. We'll take the Lincoln legacy into Wisconsin as well.
We get all of northern Illinois. I mean, the northern top strip.
Right.
Straight across. We get Woodstock.
That's great. I love it. Hey, so you mentioned Joel Hodgson. Before we let you get out of here, we've got a few minutes left. Tell us about Joey's song, and we'll definitely have you on again before that. I'm going to see what I can do about getting down there, but tell us about Joey's song. It's coming up in January like it does every year. Give us some background.
Joey's song, it started out in a bar as a charity for epilepsy. The founder of Joey's song, it's named after his son who died at a very young age of epilepsy, and he loved music. So he started this festival in Madison. It has grown so big, and it features, initially, it featured big names from the 90s, you know, people I knew who I'd played with and played on their records. But it has progressed way beyond that. We have from the 2000s, it's gone right up to the 2010s.
That's so cool.
But we have big stars and big surprises. And Portugal the Man, Endless, Soul Asylum from back then. What are they called?
Oh, yeah, Soul Asylum. Yeah. Runaway Train. Great song.
If you go to the Joey Song, joeysong.org, go there and you'll get all the information. But leading up to the big show, which is at the Sylvie, beautiful venue,
yeah,
2,500 people, on Saturday night, leading up to that, Joel will be at the Atwood, where your film is playing.
Yeah.
For two nights in as the new comedy team, Hodgson and White. And I am in the backup band with a bunch of Appleton guys. And wow. John Cowsill of the Cowsills is our drummer.
Oh, man, what a fun. And Joel Hodgson, for those of you who might not remember, was the driving force behind Mystery Science Theater. Still has a cult following, probably more than a cult following when it came out. It was a very funny show, very clever and innovative, and he was a great comic,
too. He's a
too.
Draw.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll have to do this as it gets closer. We'll talk more about Joey's song. It's such a great cause, and who would not want to hear all
those
bands?
So I can expect you and Conrad there?
I hope so. I don't have the final say. And
I'll drag you guys backstage. Come on.
Please. I would love. All right, Con, we're in. You're coming.
Road trip.
Conrad's coming down for the Godfather of Green Bay screening to get some background stuff. We could use the same excuse. We'll come down and do some stuff for Joey's song.
Well,
I would love that.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to work on your press credentials.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Because they're
love
pretty
that.
Tough backstage.
Are they? Okay.
I mean, I can't even fake my way in.
So. Oh, geez. So how are we supposed to get in?
With a press credential. You can go anywhere.
Can I put on like a mustache? I would love to wear a mustache.
No.
Okay. All right. Frank, thank you so much, sir. As always, a blast. Glad you're feeling better. That's good.
Yeah. I am too.
That's right. All right. We'll talk soon and definitely before the big event in January. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always. Okay.
Carry on. This is wonderful.
You got it. Frank Anderson, folks, check out wisconsinology.com. And every time you hear one of those records from the 90s, like Frank was just talking about, like he's done so much work with Butch Vig and Steve Marker and our friend Wendy Schneider in Madison. Frank played on a lot of those albums, and it's just a really well-respected guy, and for good reason. He is a showbiz renaissance man, as I call him. How about that story, though, with the drive home? That is so cool.
It was the Wisconsin way of light shown on the boy.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's Wisconsin because they're all wearing Packer gear.
They're all wearing Packer gear, and they let him home. They let our boy home. All right, tomorrow night, folks, on the show. Let's see if I can access this. The monitor's going berserk. Here we go.
Well, we got to make the call, guys. Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson.
And Greg Gunderson and Conrad Krieger.
I'm part of it as well.
Joel Karnick. We'll be talking about Deer Hunters Roundup, our civic media pal, as he did last year. Tom Clark and Steph Clark, a very funny comedy power couple. Tom is from Milwaukee. He's coming back to do a show there. And Steph, his wife, is from California, but has adopted Milwaukee as her second home, and she will be on the show with him. They're going to talk about that tomorrow night. And if that wasn't enough show, folks, it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. And I hope you will, too. We'll be back tomorrow on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Thank you for all your texts and calls. Good night, Wisconsin.
Gotta go on the lamp. Stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.